As meditators, we have to develop a steadiness of mind that stays steady even as the mind is in good shape and as the mind is not in good shape. Otherwise, you can't step back from the times when it's in bad shape to figure out why, or from the times when it's in good shape to figure out why it's in good shape. It's like you've got the mind thinking or doing its mental activities, but there's also an observer watching what's going on. And that observer has to be calm and willing to accept whatever comes up so that it can learn from it. Acceptance here doesn't mean that you just allow things to stay the way they are and don't care about them. You accept and then you figure, okay, given that this is the way things are, what can be done? That's the kind of acceptance that makes sense. And so try to develop that sense of a part of the mind that doesn't have to be affected by anything at all. It's in there. And you find that it stands you in good stead, not only while you're meditating, but also in the rest of your life. And John Lee's image is of a post planted at the edge of the sea. The tide rises, the tide falls, the waves come in, the waves go out. But the post, if it's well planted, doesn't move at all, which is much better than a post that's allowed to stay with the waves. It's not planted anywhere, and it rolls back and forth as the waves come in, goes out. The post gets damaged. And if anybody gets in its way, they get harmed as well. That's the way most people's minds are. They go up and down with the tides of the day and the waves of just even transient emotions. And they can damage themselves and damage other people too. So you want the mind that's firmly planted. So no matter how good or bad your meditation is, there's part of the mind that's okay with that because it wants to figure out why it's happening. And when things go well, you want to have part of the mind that steps back a little bit and can observe, okay, why is this happening? It's this way that the meditation becomes a skill, something you can depend more and more on. And you find that observer, the more steady and calm and unruffled the observer, the more you'll see. And the more you can respond in a skillful way to whatever comes up, whether it's inside or out.